Sea Ranch Condominium of Charles Moore on December 28th, and we will begin this interview with a section, a biographical section, which Charles Moore will state himself.
Formally.
Anyway, begin, please. What? Where do you think your biography begins?
Let's see. Where shall we start it?
What about starting with the family background that seemed to you?
Yes, I was brought up in a family that was very interested in its background, and I was regaled as a child with tales of the ancestor who was the Baron of the Cinque Ports, who came over with William the Conqueror, and another ancestor who founded Concord, Massachusetts in 1636, and the like.
Were the names of these people Moore, or?
No, they were Willards.
They were Willards, I see.
Mm-hmm. Maternal, or paternal grandmother.
I see.
And then the Moores were like old Vermonters, but apparently not similarly famous. And then there were maternal ancestors who had been Tories in the Revolution and had been given sizable pieces of land in Ontario and hadn't come to Michigan, where I was brought up, until the 1850s, which meant that they were regarded as latecomers, because the Willard ones had come among the very early settlers of Battle Creek in 1834.
Oh, I see. So they went from Vermont, or from New England, up to Ontario, and then down?
Well, no, one set, the maternal ones, went from Vermont to Ontario to Michigan, to Benton Harbor. And then the paternal ones went the Willards went from Vermont to west to Michigan.
To Battle Creek.
To Battle Creek.
In 1834.
In 1834. And my great-grandfather built a Greek Revival house. Battle Creek is just 12 miles from Marshall, which is the great Greek Revival city. The son of St. Alan Willard, that was his name, who had come and built the house and set up a farm in the very landscape where I was brought up. His son, George Willard, my great-grandfather, had been he was, I guess, the most famous of his line, had been an Episcopal. And at first he was a farm boy who kept his farm notes in Latin and his personal diaries in Greek. He became an Episcopal minister until, apparently, the ladies of the parish told him how to do the curtains in his house, whereupon he really quit the Episcopal ministry and forbade his offspring to have anything to do with it, with the Episcopal Church. And there maybe was something more to it than that, but that was the only part that came down in the family annals. And then he became a newspaper man.
Then he became a newspaper man.
The Battle Creek newspaper.
And this would have been then still in the...
This was in the 18... must have been 70s. Because in 76, he was a U.S. representative in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, was the year my grandmother, his granddaughter, played cards with General Custer just before he went out to be slaughtered. Crazy things like that occurred. His most famous act about that period was classical scholar that he was. He was a regent of the University of Michigan. And it hadn't come down in the family annals, but I read in the Michigan Alumni magazine in 1971 that in 1871 he had introduced as a regent a resolution to the Board of Regents in Latin, very high tone,